Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. We are actively in a flood watch right now, and it's raining throughout Middle Tennessee. We don't yet have crowd estimates for CMA Fest over the weekend, but one pedicab driver says Lower Broadway felt quieter than in years past. Dominic Ravelli was hauling a group of guys to the final show last night at Nissan Stadium.
No, I wouldn't say as busy as previous years. It seems like maybe there might have been less attendance, or just the road closures were a bit different than normal. It was just a bit different than other years. But, you know, all in all, it was a good time. Butt cheeks are sore.
Ravelli says that he still got in a good workout every day, pedaling out-of-towners to the CMA venues. For the last 4 years, CMA Fest has created the largest weekend crowds of the year in Nashville. Data from the Downtown Partnership show nearly 465,000 people were part of the events last year, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. When workers at Chattanooga's Volkswagen plant finalized their first union contract a few months ago, they made history. The deal brought in $14,000 bonuses and a 20% pay hike over 4 years. That seems to have inspired workers at another local plant, Schnellica Logistics. The Times Free Press reports the vote to join the United Auto Workers last week passed by a 2-1 margin. The union says it's going to be busy organizing in Chattanooga. Last year, its president, Sean Fain, said VW's decision to join would be the first domino to fall in the South. But the Times Free Press interviewed academics who say to take that with a grain of salt. They noted that two Mercedes-Benz facilities in Alabama recently voted down joining the union. Tennessee's Department of Labor notices indicate the state's automotive companies have planned at least 800 layoffs this year. Most recently, the Dura-Shiloh car parts manufacturer shuttered its Dixon facility, killing nearly 80 jobs. The Federal Communications Commission wants to put warning labels on TV shows with characters who are transgender or gender nonconforming. A Nashville-based advocacy organization called The Future of Free Speech is fighting the proposal. It argued the FCC's plan departs from the agency's previous standards. Those rated shows based on content like violence, sexual themes, or explicit language. The FCC stated the warnings are necessary to equip parents who want to make informed choices for their